WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, dopamine hackers. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let's talk about something crucial. Self-care. I know, it sounds like another wellness buzzword, but trust me, we're going deeper than just bubble baths and face masks. We're talking about crafting a self-care routine that actually works for you, that fits your life like a perfectly tailored pair of jeans, comfy, supportive, and totally you. Because let's be real, the world is constantly pulling us in different directions. Emails, deadlines, social media, family, friends, it can feel like there's never enough time to just breathe. And guess what? That constant business leads to burnout, stress, and a whole lot of feeling depleted. So how do we reclaim our energy, prioritize our well-being, and build a self-care routine that actually sticks? Well, grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready to hack your way to a happier, healthier you. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-care game. 1. Ditch the one-size-fits-all approach. Okay, I'm throwing out those generic self-care lists, the ones that tell you to meditate for an hour every morning and journal in a calligraphy font. Look, if that works for you, awesome. But for most of us, it feels like another chore on an already overflowing to-do list. The key is to figure out what truly nourishes your soul, what energizes you, and what helps you de-stress. Think about your values, your passions, and what brings you joy. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or even just indulging in a long hot shower, whatever it is, embrace it. 2. Make it sustainable. Let's be real, life happens. You're not going to achieve Zen Master status overnight, and that's totally okay. The most important thing is to create a self-care routine that fits seamlessly into your daily life, something you can actually stick with. Start small. Instead of trying to overhaul your entire routine in one go, focus on incorporating 1 or 2 new habits at a time. Maybe it's taking a 10-minute walk during your lunch break, lighting a scented candle before bed, or simply dedicating 5 minutes each morning to gratitude journaling. 3. Listen to your body. This is where things get really personal. Your body is constantly sending you signals, sometimes subtle, sometimes not so much. Are you feeling exhausted? Anxious? Irritable? Pay attention. These are cues that your body needs a little extra TLC. Don't ignore them, listen up and adjust your self-care routine accordingly. Maybe it's time for more sleep, less caffeine, or a break from the constant screen scrolling. 4. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. You have limited energy and time, so don't feel obligated to say yes to everything. It's okay to politely decline invitations, delegate tasks, and set boundaries that protect your well-being. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do frees up space for things that truly matter, like self-care. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Every small step towards a healthier, happier you is a victory worth celebrating. Whether it's completing a week of morning meditation or finally getting around to reading that book you've been eyeing for months, give yourself credit. You deserve it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by emails, deadlines, and the general chaos of your day. Your mind is racing, your shoulders are tense, and you're craving a moment of peace. Sound familiar? But wait, hold on, you remember that self-care routine we just talked about. So what do? You take a deep breath, close your eyes for a minute, and listen to that calming playlist you created. You stretch your arms, take a few steps away from your desk, and get a glass of water. And guess what? You feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the rest of your day with renewed energy. That, my friends, is the power of self-care, transforming those stressful moments into opportunities for peace and rejuvenation. So remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. It's about showing yourself love and compassion, investing in your well-being, and creating a life that truly nourishes your soul. Now go out there and hack your way to a happier, healthy you. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the self-care love. See you tomorrow for another dose of dopamine hacking goodness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.